Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. John chapter 15 and verse 14. Welcome to our study of the Gospel of John. In John chapter 15, Jesus is going to identify what's necessary for followers of His to please Him and to please the Father. What do I need to do to please God? How can I make sure that I'm right with the Father and that I'm going down the path that leads to eternal life? Jesus taught us in John chapter 15 that to be pleasing, we've got to stay connected to the vine, Jesus Christ, and that we must bear spiritual fruit to God. Notice John 15:1. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." Jesus makes it abundantly clear that He's the true source. He's the main artery. He's the vine from which all branches can bear fruit to God and be prosperous. And we're the branches from which the fruit comes. But to be right with God, we've got to stay connected. We've got to make sure that we stay true to the source, Jesus Christ. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Philippians 4:13. Remember that Jesus is the one who has all authority, Matthew 28, verse 18. And remember, He is the head of the church, Ephesians 1, verses 21 through 23. If He's the head, if He's the vine, if He's the source, then we've got to stay connected. We've got to tap into Him to make sure that we're doing things right that are pleasing to the Father. And we must bear fruit to God. The Christian life is a life of fruit. We are to bear the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 following. We are to be a good example unto the world. Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." We're to help others see Jesus by the life that we lived, and we're to spread the gospel to a lost and dying world. Luke 19:10, Matthew 28, verse 18. And so, to be right with God, you've got to always stay connected to Jesus, the true source. Tap into Him, and then and only then can you bear fruit that is pleasing in the sight of God. But in John chapter 15, Jesus also teaches us a very powerful principle about what it means to be a friend to God, to be a friend to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." This is very close to what Jesus said in John 14:15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." You know, it's amazing that there are a lot of people who live in this old world, who claim to be friends of God, who claim to love the Lord, but when it comes right down to it, they want to do it their way. They want to have God and live their own lifestyle. They want to have their cake and, you might say, eat it too. You see, Jesus very clearly taught us, true love means obedience. True friendship means stepping in line behind Jesus and doing what He says. There's this movement that says you can love Jesus, but keeping commandments, no, that's not what God wants. Friend, the two are inseparably linked together. You cannot say, "I love God," and ignore the commandments of the Bible. The Bible has commandments, Matthew 7:21. The Bible has teachings that must be obeyed, Revelation 22:14, Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. And if I'm going to say I'm a follower of Jesus, then to prove that, I must do what God says every day by following the teaching of the Bible. Jesus asked a haunting question to the religious elite in Luke 6:46. "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" What did Jesus connect there? If you're going to call me Lord, if you're going to say, "Jesus, you're my Lord, you're my Master, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of yours," you must naturally follow the commandments of God and do exactly what He says in the Bible? Are we saying that we've got to do that and be a legalist in that sense? Well, not in the sense of the Jews in the day of Jesus, whose legalism they thought inherited salvation for them. But friend, there's nothing wrong with being a legalist in the sense that we want to do exactly what the Bible says. Jesus said every jot and every tittle would be completed. Matthew 5:17-20. The Bible says we've got to obey the words of God, and thus we must follow what the Bible says. But here's the good news. In following God, in following the Bible, and doing what God says, that's the way you can know that you're right with God. It's not a bad thing to follow the Bible. It's a good thing to follow the Bible. For 1 John 5:13-16, John said, "These things I've written to you, that you may know you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." How can I know that I've got eternal life and know that I'm right with God? By doing what the book says. And so how thankful we ought to be that God has revealed Himself to us, that we can follow the precepts of Scripture, and that we can know we're right with God. And that leads right into John chapter 16. How thankful we ought to be for the work of the Holy Spirit in bringing us that perfect Word of God that has everything we need. Listen to Jesus' words in John chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus said to His immediate disciples, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you all things to come." Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth has come, we know the Holy Spirit came in Acts chapter 2. He fell upon the apostles. They laid hands on certain people, and those men and women had the ability to do miraculous gifts. But in the inspired Word of God, we learn that it was those men who wrote down the very Word of God. When the Spirit of truth has come, notice, He'll guide you into all truth. There is a movement today that says the Bible is a good book, the Bible is from God, but the Bible's not relevant. It doesn't have all truth. We're still getting more revelation from God today. Friend, that is in direct conflict with the teaching of John 16:13 and a host of other passages. When the Spirit comes, He'll guide you into all truth. Did the Spirit come? Jesus told them in Luke chapter 24, you go and wait for the promise. Acts chapter 1, they're waiting in Jerusalem. The Spirit falls upon them. They stand up, Peter and the other 11, and they preach the gospel. And they preach to men and women in languages which they've never studied. And the Spirit falls upon them at that time. If, when the Spirit come, He's going to guide them into all truth. And if the Spirit came in Acts chapter 2, then from that point to the writing of James chapter 1, verse 21-25, we have the perfect law of liberty. The New Testament, Matthew through Revelation, is all truth. Jude 3 says we're to contend earnestly for the faith, listen, which was once for all delivered to the saints. I love the words of 2 Peter 1, verse 3. The Bible says that according to His divine power, God has given to us all things. All things for what? That pertain to life and godliness. How? Through knowledge of Him who called us. In the Bible, I have all things. All things for what? For life. To live the best life. John 10, verse 10. And for godliness. Now, let's make it clear. Jesus taught, the Scriptures teach, that we in the Bible alone have everything we need to be a godly person and to get to heaven. Now, let's make some application from that. If we have all we need in the Bible, there is no latter-day revelation. Joseph Smith was a hoax and a liar when he said that God gave him tablets in Mount Pirah, New York, of which another testament of Jesus Christ has been given. Such is not the case. We've got it all right now. When people get up on TV and radio and in pulpits around the world today and say, "God spoke to me," they're liars. They are not true, because God has spoken to us today through His Son. Hebrews 1 verse 1. We have the once for all delivered faith, and we can take the Bible at its word. If one person stands up and says God gave me a message, and another person stands up and says God gave me a message, how do you know which message is true? You can know because the message is in the Bible, and you could take it to the bank. Whatever God says is going to be true and is going to be right, and you can be sure if you follow it, you'll be right with God. Now let's make another application. If we have all truth in the Bible, how we need to study the Word of God diligently. Acts 17:11 says we ought to search the Scriptures daily to see if the things we're being told are true. You can check what you hear by the book because it's right. You need to study to show yourself approved unto God. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Now another application. If the Bible is all truth, we need to speak as the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4 verse 11. We don't need opinion. We don't need I think. We don't need I feel. We need, is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah 37:17. Thus saith the Scriptures. Romans chapter 4 and verse 3. We need a book, chapter, and verse for everything we say and do because we want to direct people to the Word of God, not to a tugging on the heartstring, not to emotion, not to what so-and-so says. But here's what God says, how we desperately need to put our faith in the Word of God, which does not change, Hebrews 6:18, which has the power to save our soul, James 1:21, and which you can trust will be our judge on the last day. And so from John 15:16, we learn that you've got to stay connected to Jesus. You've got to follow His commands to be His friend. And the way, the source to do that is very easily found in the Word of God. Have you given your life to the Word of God? Have you really given attention to reading the Bible, 1 Timothy 4, verse 12? Have you made a diligent effort to put aside whatever you may have heard, whatever you may have thought, whatever bias you may have, and just take the Bible and say to yourself, I'm going to read this book, I'm going to study it, I know it's the way of salvation, and whatever it says I'm going to do. Friend, I can promise you this. If you'll do that, you will see so much more clearly than you've ever seen before. God's way, God's truth is something you can read and understand. Ephesians 3 verse 4. Denominationalism, human opinion, the thoughts of men, they muddy the waters. But God's made it clear. God's made it something you can know and understand. Will you give your life to a study and obedience to the Word of God? If you've not done that, we want to encourage you to do that today. You can have access to the hope of eternal life by obedience to the gospel of Christ. Maybe you've been involved in religious error. Maybe someone duped you into thinking that they had been told by God that you need to do certain things that weren't found in the Bible. Friend, that you can know today that's not right, and you can know there is a way that is right, and it's found in the Scripture. Will you hear the Word of God? Romans 10, verse 17. Will you be convicted that Jesus is the only way of salvation? Acts chapter 2, verse 38, you've got to believe in Jesus. Will you today repent and change your way to the way of God? Acts 3, verse 19. Will you today confess the good name of Jesus before men? Romans 10, verse 10. And won't you be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins? The Bible makes it abundantly clear. All spiritual blessings are in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. Salvation is in Christ. 2 Timothy 1, or 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. If all spiritual blessings are in Christ, then salvation is in Christ. The next question is, how do I get into Christ? Galatians 3:27 says, as many of us as have been baptized into Christ have clothed ourselves with Christ. You are baptized into Christ, where all blessings are and where salvation is. If you've not been baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, you're still outside of Christ. You're not a child of God, but the good news is God loves you, we love you, and we want to help you become a child of God today. Won't you submit your life to that once for all delivered truth and know that you're right with God beyond a shadow of a doubt?